welcome to Health is Wealth. This is Voorhees along with Tanya, and that was Missing You, original content. I do own the rights to that music. Song written about missing some of our loved ones and our friends who have transcended and moved on from this life. Also an inspiration for us to want to do a show called Health is Wealth so that we might learn to thrive and live our best life. For those of us who are still here to walk through this thing called life, it's important that you do it with a good temple, a good body, healthy mind, sound mind, and spirit, and soul. Take care of your temple. So we've committed ourselves to doing our part. We're not doctors, not FDA certified. We're not, walk around here like Fauci. We walk around here with hours of research, prayer, meditation from our spiritual creator who lets us know about everything that he has created from his earth that grows through phyto, through the sunshine, and through the plants and gardening that helps to heal us, protect us, and take care of us. We need nothing else other than that. So that's why we came up with Health is Wealth as a not just a ministry, but as a necessity, or just to do our part and give back to our people on what we should be doing in this hour where during this pandemic, fear is at an all-time high. Truly, a lot of you have lost people. We've lost a lot of loved ones, but not all of it due to C19, a lot of it due to underlying conditions, which we need to address. The pharmakia is not your friend, and the pharmakia wants to cripple you and create dependency. And everything you need, the Most High created for you to be able to grow right in your yard, your backyard, change the way you live and eat.
Yes. A lot of knowledge we have from personal experience as well. Living in this life and having some illnesses here and there and taking pharmaceuticals and learning from them and listening to our bodies and learning what not to do. So.
Yeah, I'm convinced my mother's passed away. Most High rest her soul. But prior to that, she was cancer-free. She beat cancer. Was cancer-free for 10 years. It never came back. She died of other natural conditions over time and a full life of 84 years. But nevertheless, after having beat cancer with natural remedies, it was on and cracking for me. There was nothing else you could tell me. And we've had countless testimonies as to some of the products that have been brought to our attention that we've disseminated amongst other people, and they've let us know that it has aided them in their efforts to combat terminal diseases. And you've got to remember people like Dr. Sabi, who never even had a high school education, that our creator was able to reveal things to him about mucus, phlegm, and carbon-based vegetables and fruits, mm-hmm. and pH and alkalining the body so that we can live in our best life, the ultimate life. Of one that's of a natural, not taking different things that would cause side effects. A natural lifestyle free from side effects, yeah. and that coincides, matriculates into your system, aids and abets the natural healing of the body through what exists in the atmosphere, air, sun, water, herbs, plants. Nothing processed, all the natural stuff. And that's what we're here to share with you today. So we've got an interesting show today here on Health is Wealth because, hey, you could have $1 million in the bank. If you're sick, terminally sick, what good is that? The most important thing to have is a healthy mind, body, spirit. And today we're going to cover some things. We're going to get into some things about this jab, some of the possibilities of some of the things it may be causing, but we're also going to provide you with some alternatives for those who've already gotten the jab, decided not to get the second one, and for those of you who are considering staying away from it, just different options that we'll present, different ways that you can go. So Tom is going to share that I'll let you know that a couple of them right now are bentonite clay. She's going to tell you what it does. Colloidal silver. This, the good thing about colloidal silver is that you can buy silver, and while you're saving it to survive one after the dollar crashes, you can actually make medicine out of this silver.
Right.
Colloidal silver. You can actually send a charge to the silver, and it will turn the water into medicinal properties. So we'll talk about that. You can find that on YouTube. That's everywhere. And you might as well find it before they get rid of that and censor it. There's something else on YouTube that I'm suggesting before we get back to the plant is how to naturally cleanse your water and purify your water in case your purifier, your zero water thing goes out, you run out of filters. There is a process with a plastic bottle, with a plastic water bottle that you can filtrate your water by using charcoal, sand, rocks, water. I suggest you YouTube that. It's time to be very aware of natural alternatives to surviving, because chances are you may, for peace of mind, need to be out of these big cities that are radiating us to death, monitoring us, following us, listening, stalking, and trying to control our movement. So if you decide that you want to be in an area where you can move in a more independent fashion, it's going to be important to have your survival skills up. There's an article I'm going to read before we get to these. And before I read that article, I think I'll go ahead and play this video about shedding, so you can find out more about shedding.
Israeli study, Pfizer's vaccine is 40 times more deadly for old people than the actual COVID-19 virus. And deaths began skyrocketing in Vietnam and Cambodia once the vaccine was administered to the public. By all accounts, the cure, an experimental mRNA gene therapy, is far deadlier than the so-called asymptomatic disease, which amounts to the common cold. Despite the fact that the U.S. federal government deliberately poisoned the alcohol supply during Prohibition, killing at least 10,000 people, infected thousands of children with the polio vaccine in 1955, leaving hundreds with paralysis and killing almost a dozen, infected millions of Americans with simian virus from contaminated polio vaccines, and aggressively pushed highly addictive opioids on Americans while diligently securing the Afghan poppy fields with our U.S. troops. Despite a dreadful history of death, injury, and lies, millions of people are somehow willing to line up for the latest experimental shot from Big Pharma. But not only is the vaccine causing death and injury to the vaccinated seem to be shedding something terrible to the unvaccinated. And Big Brother does not want you to know about it. If you Google search mRNA vaccine shedding, all you will find are articles claiming that such a thing is a conspiracy theory, as if we are all stupid. But if you specify for anything published prior to, say, 2017, you will find a different story. Right at the top, studies show that vaccinated individuals spread disease, sources several scientific studies showing how vaccinated individuals can shed the virus for months and infect the unvaccinated. And in their very own vaccine trials, Pfizer was concerned about shedding. In particular, they were concerned about pregnant women being exposed to vaccinated test subjects by inhalation or skin contact. After a young woman posted on Instagram how her menstrual cycles were affected after coming into contact with a person who had recently been vaccinated, she was inundated with hundreds of messages from other women who had experienced the same. Her account has been deleted several times by Instagram for sharing these stories. Women who have bled for weeks after being in contact with the vaccinated. Women bleeding from their eyes. Women who have bled so badly they needed blood transfusions. Several women having miscarriages. And girls as young as 1 year old bleeding from their vaginas. These personal accounts are banned and censored from the public. And now President Joe Biden is announcing that fully vaccinated people can go outdoors without a mask. It seems that the worst is yet to come. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, so there you have it. That's called shedding, and you're going to hear a lot more about that coming up. And if you think about the method to the madness, you'll see that the moment they got 200 million people to be vaccinated, they opened everything up, which is very, well, you know what, that's kind of genius for the evil doctors and these demonic people, because now the vaccinated people are going into public without their mask, and they're shedding spike proteins that are causing menstrual cycle problems inside of women. Young girls underneath 12 years old are having menstrual cycles. People are getting sick. Spike proteins can be passed like the cold and flu. So people are producing spike proteins, producing a different strain, and now that they think they're safe and vaccinated, they're giving off a super strain, so they're really the super spreaders, and that's what's happening. So now we have to take a different effect. I used to didn't even wear a mask because I wasn't scared of this, but now I realize I have to protect myself from those who have been vaccinated, because through their handshake, their breathing, their saliva, our secretions, they can give off the spike proteins that they're producing. I'm going to read an article for you, but let me explain. The vaccine goes into your cells with the glyphosate and the radiator fluid. What's it called? Glaxo?
Antifreeze.
Remind me of the name of it real quick.
Yeah, coolant.
Yeah, the same stuff that's in coolant is inside the syringe as well. So what happens is that your cells are going to replicate. You know what? You can't take this back once you take the shot. That's why we're going to give you some alternatives on how to stay healthy. We're going to talk about CoQ10.
Yes.
Because what's going to happen is that the spike proteins are going to replicate for the rest of your life and turn your cells into spike proteins. That funny little ball we've been looking at for a year and a half with those spikes on it, that's a spike protein. And what's going to happen is your white blood cells are going to fight that spike protein in your body for the rest of your life. So there's going to be a war inside your body if you get this shot. There's going to be a war. It's going to be a lot of pain. And I can liken it to the fact when I have had serious gout attacks, what happens is that crystals form in your joints and your blood cells, white blood cells, attack the crystals, and that causes the swelling and you have no mobility inside that joint. Well, the crystals from the gout is just like what's going to happen with the spike protein. And so there's going to be a lot of organ problems, nerve problems, tissue problems. And the thing is that you can't detox from this. You can't flush this out. Your body's going to continue to replicate this. So we have some alternatives we're going to read to you a little bit later, but let me read this article that comes from Henry Macow, MAKOW.com. And he's talking about radioactive isotopes inside the C19 jab, because it's not worthy to be called a vaccine, because it's not a vaccine. It's emergency use authorization that did not even get make it to animal testing. The animal said, I'm cool. The rat said, miss me with that. So they're like, let's try it on humans. And so that's what's happening. Humans are being tested and tried. Listen to what Henry Macow posted, because he just got kicked off Twitter again. Mm-hmm. And he said an encore to Mike Adams. Extermination machine unmasked. Why? Vaccinated people are making healthy people sick. Pfizer document admits vaccinated people shed infectious particles. The spike protein is the bioweapon. Ezra believes, and I'll tell you more about Ezra. He's got a PhD, and then he pulled away when he saw what the medical community is doing to humanity. He doesn't even want his degree. I don't want man's certificate of learning. I don't need it. Most High shows me and reveals to me what I need. And I don't need them to authenticate what I understand through his spirit. Listen to what Ezra wrote. He said he believes he has been sickened due to his proximity to a COVID mass vaccination spike, just by being next to it. Years ago, Ezra experienced the same set of debilitating symptoms of ionizing radiations during a visit to a nuclear power station, forcing him to leave the study group after just a few minutes. And the radiation, people, on your body gives you the same effects as flu symptoms. You feel it. when you're highly being, when you're around a high amount of radiation, you immediately start to feel flu-type symptoms. So this is why we have to flush it with potassium iodide. We're going to cover some herbs for you towards the end of the show. You might want to get potassium iodide and CoQ10. The ill effects of the C19 jab are set to worsen in my body given its hypersensitivity. I feel sad for those living in the ordinary consciousness who won't know what's hit them when they take seriously ill and are on their deathbeds. Ezra writes, I was working on a PhD thesis in a physical science but dropped out due to spiritual reasons. The gains accrued in the mystical sense far outweigh anything I would have acquired by sticking to scientific research. I have no regrets about truncating my academic career. It takes 8 years to get a PhD in medicine, folks, and he dropped out after 8 years. He said, mystical experiences have shown me via direct perception the deep layers of existence far exceeding what science knows or will ever know about the reality. I've concluded that the C19 jab contains radioactive particles, radionuclides, in potent amounts whose ionizing alpha-beta radiations cause living cells to malfunction, leading to their death. This is after observing the lethal symptoms produced in my body by exposure to the jab's effects, caused by living 2 kilometers from a place that has fully functional C19 program, vaccinating thousands of people every day. I also did a detailed mental comparison with other similar sources of ionizing radiation. The symptoms that manifested in my body were this: headache, dizziness, fatigue, muscle aches, heaviness in the chest, lifeless limbs, lowered energy in the body, fuzziness in my thinking, inability to walk, difficulty in talking, and burning in the eye. This is from a man who was next to a place that gives the shots, not one who got the shots.
Wow.
From being just around it. Years ago, I experienced the same set of damaging symptoms of ionizing radiations during a visit to a nuclear power station. Both can kill in a most painful manner with the vampirizing effects caused by a spirit being-induced death in 2 or 3 days when the body's life force supply dips below unsustainable amount, while ionizing radiation kills in months or a couple of years, depending on the dose that you want is exposed to. A Geiger counter should be used to measure the disintegrations per second coming from a vaxxed person. That might be good to get. A Geiger counter. You've seen those in those old movies when people came close to you, it would begin to tick rapidly. Detecting radiation. People are putting radiation inside of their bodies, and it's going to increase. The body, the white blood cells are trying to fight against it, but will not be successful. The human body turns radioactive, emitting ionizing alpha beta radiations to the atmosphere that with the transmission of synthetic spike proteins catches hold of unvaxxed people and harms them, leading to the death of the vaxxed as well as unvaxxed populations. Similarly, a vampirizing spirit being lodged in a person that it wishes to kill by draining out the person's life energy can adversely affect others in the vicinity through entanglement of force fields, destroying the other person too. How did I arrive at this conclusion? I reported aggravated illness symptoms yesterday that have gradually increased over the past 2 weeks after a C19 vax center opened up in my area around 2 kilometers from where I live. Today, I deliberately drove past it in a taxi and observed the same adverse bodily symptoms with heightened intensity in close proximity. I was in a bad condition and quietly told the cab driver who noticed I was ill to drive to another center that was 15 kilometers away. You want to hear more? Huh? I know you don't. But he's not vaxxed, and he's talking about all the symptoms he's receiving. And I'm going to let me read these again, because I want you to ask yourself if you feel these symptoms. Headaches, dizziness, fatigue, muscle aches, heaviness in your chest, lifeless limbs, low energy in your body, fuzzy thinking, inability to walk sometimes, difficulty in talking, and burning sensations in your eyes. What I really like that he's saying is that he knows that this is really demonic, how this thing can kill people and destroy people. And he knows it's very spiritual. So because it's floating on a frequency. And the frequency, demons are floating on those frequencies. And the COVID-19 has a frequency. I listened to a tape last night that the music industry realized the importance of frequencies and that certain songs must float on certain frequencies to reach a person or penetrate and get that subconscious message out to them. This is why you got a lot of CEOs that stepped down, disappeared. Everybody's going underground. The role of the underground cities is to serve as a refuge for them. When billions of people start to drop dead by escaping to their subterranean layers, they can shield themselves from the ghastly unfolding horrors on the surface. So let's see if there's anything else I can read about Ezra. He said that what happens is it should be noted that the primary mechanism is a synthetic spike protein generation. This leads to a cytokine storm with the concomitant horrific and result maiming and death. The vax population serves as super spreaders of spike proteins and or toxins through their skin, their breath, their perspiration, and their touch. They infect and kill non-vaxxed people. He said, I will not be surprised if the non-mRNA vaccines that are used in other countries turn out to be more deadlier than the RNA vaccines being used here.
Oh, that should, this could be generic.
Right. India's death toll should be much higher than the official stats. Shedding is to be expected. If anecdotal evidence is true, the recent health problems in the state of Uttar Pradesh and Delhi are aggravated by spraying pathogens, toxins on the people, also known as chemtrails people. Some prominent conspiracy theorists hypothesize that the elites will reap the consequences when they and their families pick up the poisonous substances floating everywhere around. So he's just going on to say that this is really going to get out of control because people have no idea what they've unleashed that's going to be even stronger and spreading, so they want you to enjoy your time off. What I want you to do is thrive and not be afraid. We're not fear mongers because Psalms 91, our creator told us that 1,000 would fall on left, 10,000 at our right, but nothing will come nigh our dwelling. And the scriptures, holy scriptures, talks about pestilence, sickness, disease, all throughout it. And so there are things that we could do to overcome this, but I wanted you to be familiar today with shedding and spike proteins. It's not over. People took something that's not FDA approved, could not get FDA approved for 20 years, never tried it on animals. The few animals they did try it on, 90% were maimed, killed. And so this is definitely experimental. It's got radioactivity inside the serum, electrodes, luciferase, not just glyphosate, but it's, I can't call the name of it.
It's car coolant, antifreeze, is it right. A long chemical name?
Propylene glycol.
Yes.
Yeah, polyethylene glycol. That's what it is. That's inside there as well. And then it has the ability to make your body a metal, a conductor. And since each shot has a number inside the computer system, they can go to your number that has that shot, that metal, and can control what happens inside your body. But it's something very, you know, it's very dangerous. The possibilities are endless. But the fact of the matter is the reason why everything is wide open, it wasn't last year, but gladly wide open now, because they've got enough people to spread this shot to all those who refuse to get the shot as well. What can we do? What are some of the options that you have over there?
Well, CoQ10 is one, and it's serves for so many different purposes to help those that are taking the medications that are called statins. is good for, CoQ10 is good for so many things in the body. And it's a nutrient that occurs naturally in the body, so you already have it in your body. It's also in many foods. It's an antioxidant. It protects the cells from damage and plays an important part in the metabolism. A lot of people will take it for, again, different types of, they have many different benefits. For the heart, blood pressure, again, heart failure. And again, taking certain medications that are statins, the medications will deplete your mitochondria in your cell. So the CoQ10 serves as so many purposes, but it's great for those that have taken the vaccine and are not feeling so well, having the symptoms that, you know, my husband explained. CoQ10 will help build, again, your power source, your mitochondria. Another option is potassium iodide, and it's a chemical compound, medication, diet, and a dietary supplement. And it's a medication used to treat hyperthyroidism in radiation emergencies and to protect the thyroid gland.
Radiation emergencies. This is an emergency. You got 5G, and then you got the radiation from the shots producing a spike protein. So we look at laptops, telephones, everything. We got fast internet. Potassium iodide should be in your diet every day to fight this influx of radiation, which leads to more mucus in your body, which carries more sickness and disease throughout your body. Congestion, everything that you heard about C19, this potassium iodide will help to fight against that asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema. So this is something that needs to be in your system. If you got one shot, changed your mind, heard some bad things, these are things that you want to try. So that's potassium iodide,
CoQ10,
and there's like 80 milligrams of CoQ10, right?
Well, actually, you could do a little bit more, 200 to 400 milligrams.
Okay.
But again, CoQ10, I mean, it's great for your body, especially if you have to take statin medication, let's say for high blood pressure. Some folks have to take medication.
Mm-hmm.
So CoQ10 kind of brings your body back to life. There's another option, vitamin C ascorbate acid, which is a powder. And you can get that at your local health food store, different places on the internet like Amazon. And this is also a good option to help. In the event you have to take the vaccine and you're having some horrible side effects or from it. But again, it's always good to consult your professional, your medical professional.
Okay, and the other one primarily today I want to talk about going forward is because of its power, colloidal silver.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is going to be needed for those who are around people who've gotten the shot and you didn't get the shot. You're going to have colloidal silver in your life. I'm sorry, because colloidal silver undoes what the vaccine does. It goes into the cell and fights against it making more spike proteins. It tries to inhibit the cell from turning into something else. So since you want to trust the science, you need to learn about this science. Go ahead. What does it say?
So it's an antibiotic, antiviral, and antibacterial. So it covers all those bases. It's tasteless, odorless, non-toxic, pure, natural substance consisting of microscopic clusters of silver particles suspended by a tiny electric charge placed on each part.
Silver particles, you put a charge to a silver coin or pieces of silver, and these particles go inside your electronic body and deals with the radiation and the electricity that's going on that's causing your cells to turn into spike proteins. So they're trying to turn you into, change your DNA into an mRNA, modified ribonucleic acid. And it's modified so that it can be electric and that through a computer, a laptop, I can communicate with your cells, your body, and your organs and shut them down. That's what they're trying to get, control of your body and of your money. There'll be no more money. And then your bodies, they can control your body from a computer. Hence, Bill Gates being interested. But let's, colloidal silver is going to be big. Bentonite clay. Wait, colloidal silver, potassium iodide, bentonite clay, and CoQ10 are going to be big. You're going to have to detox twice a day. If you got the shot, that's non-reversible, but you can fight against it because there's nothing your creator can't do. You can fight against it with these herbs and things that we're talking about now. So let's finish with the colloidal silver.
So it's a tiny electric charge placed on each particle within a suitable liquid. Internal uses, it kills a broad range of diseases, usually within 3 to 4 minutes, including E. coli, staphylococcus.
Wait, say these loud. This is what it kills in 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes. Colloidal silver.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
E. coli.
Staphylococcus. These are all in the flu area. Go ahead.
Streptococcus pneumonia. Salmonella, Arizona.
Yes.
B. Tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis.
Anthrax and more. It's been used for AIDS, allergy, anthrax. Let's see, arthritis, blood poisoning. There's a whole list of diseases and symptoms. Chronic fatigue, prostate, herpes, hepatitis, infantile diseases, leukemia, lupus, parasites, infections, stomach flus, thyroid infections or thyroid conditions, rheumatism, shingles, toxemia, skin cancer, that's big, stomach ulcers, whooping cough, staph, and strep infections.
I suggest you run out to the store now. Get you some colloidal silver. Keep some black seed oil, bentonite clay, and potassium iodide. Because this is an electrical sort of fight against good and evil. But we're dealing with spirits riding on frequencies. It's causing sickness. That radiation will take you, strip you, and drain you of all your energy until you just can't even breathe anymore. And this colloidal silver is kind of like recharging your whole entire body. And everything else is stripping and cleansing things away. So this is very important. Is there more?
Yes. It's perfect with cosmetics, creams, and lotions. It's a spray-on. Then add your favorite cream or lotion. It's also been used as natural underarm deodorant. And pretty much it. It's always good to research it as well. You probably have to get more information when you research it. Good stuff. And that's it for the...
All right, well, that's colloidal
it. Silver.
So colloidal silver. You got another one you want to share?
Bentonite clay.
Bentonite clay.
So this is naturally absorbent and extremely gentle on the system. Nutrients. This impressive assortment of minerals includes calcium, iron, magnesium, potassium, manganese, and silica, as well as trace elements. Those appearing in very tiny amounts. The mineral content being extremely high sets the stage for replenishing dietary deficiencies. It can treat various skin and internal ailments and attracts and neutralizes poisons in the intestinal tract. Lastly, the internal use. It can eliminate food allergies, food poisoning, mucus, colitis, spastic colitis, viral infections, stomach and flu parasites. Parasites are unable to reproduce in the presence of clay, so that's a good note. There is virtually no digestive disease that clay will not treat. It enriches and balances blood. It absorbs radiation. Think cell phones, microwaves, X-rays, TVs, and irradiated food, for starters. It has been used for alcoholism, arthritis, cataracts, diabetic neuropathy, pain treatment, diarrhea, hemorrhoids, stomach ulcers, and anemia. Lastly, it contains at least 67 minerals.
Wow. That's a lot. So there you have it, people. I'm not going to prolong this show. If you've gotten a shot and you regret it, or if you have not got it and you're around people who've gotten it, you're going to have to protect yourself now. And we're in perilous times. All this stuff was prophesied would happen. So it is what it is. You've been watching these movies for years. Now these movies, you're living in one.
Mm.
And it's real. No more I Am Legend with just Will Smith. It's with you. People are sick and getting sick. And now we have to really protect ourselves, because it's with sickness that we see people trying to destroy this world and humanity and depopulate. But you don't have to be afraid. Trust in our Creator and use what He's given us. So I'm going to recommend these things again. Bentonite clay, no brainer. Got to have it. Colloidal silver, going to need it if you took the shot or going to be around people who took the shot, so that it can deal with these spike proteins and the war that's going to be inside of people's bodies, where your immune system is going to be fighting against these spike proteins. And, of course, potassium iodide to deal with 5G radiation. The levels, you're going to need to take that a couple of times a day, every day. You're into a whole new fight with your body. It's not going to be so much of going to the gym as it is going to the health food store to get these supplements. Work out, keep your body in shape, but you're going to have to put some good stuff in there and try to stay away from GMO foods, shop organic, purify your water, and try not to sleep with the cell phone next to your brain. Mm-hmm. Did I mention anything else?
Vitamin C ascorbate.
Oh, ascorbates. Vitamin C ascorbates. Not ascorbic acid. Ascorbates. Ascorbates. That will help too, because the body doesn't produce vitamin C. So you need that raw vitamin.
CoQ10.
And CoQ10, of course, works wonders on everybody who takes it. Starts dealing with the heart immediately. So I'm saying grab these things along with your storage foods, because some of the storage foods you have put up in case of emergency have no nutrition. They just have shelf life, but they'll just carry you over. Get some of these things to help you to survive and to live. Baking soda along with hydrogen peroxide and water will give you oxygen. Oxygen kills a lot of sickness, so you can oxygenate the body by drinking a little bit of baking soda with water and different things like that. Now, I'm not a doctor, but best believe I've researched what I'm talking about, and I adjure you to do the research and know for yourself, too, so you can take care of your family, because I don't think these hospitals are any place to be right now.
Right.
You know, but consult with your doctor, do your video visits, follow up, find out what's wrong with you, but if there's an alternative, I recommend it. So anything you want to say?
Just do your research. Be patient. Do your research. Read. Take the time out to read and learn. And remember, there's faith over fear.
Right. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Peace, health, and wealth to you all the way around. Go on and take a big bite out of the apple of life.